Welcome back to the Rocket Pregame Show. This week, Crittenden County will host Paducah Tillman, one of the top 10 teams in Class 3A. The Rockets come into this game at 2-1 with victories over Hopkins Central in the first week of the season, and then a big win last week over Union County. The only mark on their record this year was that loss at Trigg County in a game that's much closer than the score indicated. Paducah Tillman, meanwhile, comes in at 2-2. They've lost the last two games to two Graves County teams, Graves and Mayfield, so they're going to come in hungry, Coach Starnes, and they're going to have a pretty good appetite, and I believe they're very capable.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the problem is that they lost the last two ball games, and so they're going to be interested in taking it out on somebody, and unfortunately, it's going to be us. But you know, I'm telling you. You know, the kids believe that they can play against Paducah Tillman. We had a great week of practice, and it'll be interesting to find out what happens. They're big, they're physical, and we all know that they're fast. So it's just a matter of whether or not we'll be able to contain their speed and not allow big plays.
You know, they have four or five running backs that are just, you know, quick as cats. Probably the best of the bunch is Darius Speevy Nunn. And he's probably a Division I prospect. Then they have Tyler Scarborough, Olajuwon Harmon, whose brother J.D. is playing at UK now, played for Tillman last year. And then they got James Hill. Then the fullback, too. Is it Coleman? Trey Coleman, I believe, is the fullback, who's just a bruising guy. So what do you do to stop an attack like this? Then the quarterback can throw the ball pretty good, too.
Yeah, I mean, they throw the ball real well. You know, I mean, it's a situation where you're going to try to force them to throw or you want them to run the ball. We think they're going to be able to throw the football, and that's what they want to do. So, you know, we're going to try to defend a run. That's what we always do, and see if we can do that. But, it's a matter of playing fundamentally sound, because if you miss a tackle, then they have the speed to take it to the house. So we got to understand that, and there's got to be some exceptional play in the kids that open field and making the plays and making the tackles. But, you know, what you try to do is you try to contain it. If you let them get to the outside, then, you know, we can't catch them, so we have to play fundamental defense.
Of course, we proved last week we're perfectly capable of doing that. Probably the best game I remember of us playing against a team that had that kind of speed was last week against Union County, and just perfect technique almost, and contained that speed the entire game. So we.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what we'll have to do. I mean, it has to be the entire game, because, you know, one or two plays, if you don't do it, it can result in a touchdown. So you have to play fundamentally sound. If you don't do that, then it could be a long night.
And then, of course, I'm sure the game plan is just as it has been, to use our offense as our best defense, which last week I thought it was pretty interesting that our defensive player of the week was the offensive line. First time that's ever happened.
Yeah, you know, and we selected our offensive line last week as a defensive player simply because they allowed us to keep the ball in our hands, and we need to do that this week. If we don't do that this week, then we're in for a long night. So we have to be able to control the chains, control the clock, and sustain drives. And if we can do that, we have a chance of success.
Who are those guys up front? We know Stephon and Dugan, the center.
Yes. Bobby Stephon Cozart, Eli Bebow, Dugan Overfield, Devin Clark, and Austin Dunkerson are the five offensive linemen. Of course, then you have the tight ends that were in there. Bobby Knox and Daniel Wagner rotated. So, you know, the first time that we made a commitment to rotate those guys instead of playing two tight end offense, just because that we knew that they would. You know, the games prior to that they were just getting spent, and so we had to commit to that, and you know, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out a lot better. It seemed like we had fresher legs on the field, and Bobby Knox was able to contribute offensively and defensively last week, although he wasn't on the field as much. We saw his number come up more often.
Yeah, and you know, we did that on defense as well. We tried to find ways to get him some rest, get them on the sideline so they wouldn't get to that point in the first half that they had been the other games, just being spent early, because you can't get that back once that happens. So that's what we were trying to do, and we're going to have to do that again this week.
You know, Bobby had four receptions for 65 yards, his best game on offense, and then he also had five tackles on defense. So even though he's not in there as much, he is contributing probably more.
Yeah, and he is, and that's what we wanted to happen. And, you know, we didn't realize it, but that was Bobby Knox's first touchdown of his career. So, you know, it was good for him.
Yeah. Of course, we've got Grant Gardner, who's rushed for over 100 yards in his first three football games. First time that's been done since way back when David Beverly played. And, of course, David's the all-time leading rusher in Crittenden County history. So, nice feather in Grant's cap. Can he continue that streak tonight?
Yeah, Grant's not going to play tonight. He's out. He went to the doctor, and you know, his hip is still bothering him, and it was recommended that he not play this week because of his hip. So, you know, that's going to be a blow for us. But what that does is, you know, we got Zach Kinsley back, and, you know, we've got Dylan Hollis, and then we have our fullbacks. And, you know, we have Lane Wallace that's going to be a fullback, and Brendan Phillips is a fullback. So we're going to have to be able to rotate those guys, and we've got Jacob Young at tailback. So we're just going to have to make sure that our focus is 3 or 4 yards of play.
You know, those younger guys looked really good last week. Jacob Young and Dylan Hollis, both of them came in late in the game and just really looked good at running back.
Yeah, we were proud of those guys last week. They're the young, inexperienced running backs. They did a great job. You know, we just have to continue that. We know that they're going to be good players when they get older. Just for them to be able to come in and contribute like that was a plus for us.
It's a freshman and a sophomore. Young's a sophomore, and Dylan's just a freshman. And he's mature beyond his years, isn't he, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime a freshman can come in and contribute like that at the varsity level and play like he's playing, then he is mature, which we knew that coming into this year because, you know, you always look and find what freshmen can contribute and play. And he was one of them early on that stood out to us. And, you know, that's just something that's a plus for a varsity team to be able to take freshmen and use a freshman and be able to get reps for our old guys.
One of the neat stories I hear about Dylan is when he comes into practice the first 2 or 3 days of the season, every coach has always told me this. The first thing he asks on opening day is, when do we get to start hitting?
Yeah, and he's that type of kid. I mean, he really is. He's very coachable, very good kid, and we enjoy having him.
Yeah. And then, of course, Zach Tinsley is back and a must-have this week with Brendan Phillips, of course, still nursing that toe. So how's that going to work out this week with Brendan and now Zach back? Will Zach get some more, a good bit of the snaps this week?
Yeah, we plan on starting Zach at tailback, and you know, he's a hard runner, and he hadn't played in a game this year. He played in a scrimmage and got hurt in the first scrimmage, and you know, hasn't really played. I mean, he ran the ball a couple of times, but you know, we could tell that he's nursing that ankle, and so he says it feels good. We just have to find out and, you know, see if he can lower his shoulder and get to 3 or 4 yards.
So he'll be at tailback, and will Brendan start at fullback?
Yeah, Brendan will start at fullback. He actually, his toe felt better than it had in a long time last week. So, you know, he really didn't re-injure it again like he has each week. So, you know, we're going to monitor that and see. Of course, we understand, too, that we have our first district cup game coming up next week. And, you know, we want to be healthy as we can in that game.
Yeah. You know, Brendan's been a good football player for a long time. We forget he's just a junior. But that last week, offensively anyway, I think was probably the best game he's had as a varsity player. 16 carries for 88 yards.
Yeah, and Brendan's a type that's very coachable. I mean, we noticed that he was his stance the week before that wasn't very, very good. He was, you know, getting low in his stance, which means he was standing up, and it's because of his toes, but we pointed that out to him, and he corrected that, and we told him that you know, we put in a couple plays where he had to hit it hard and fast, and, you know, we thought that he did that real well, and, you know, he had about 90 yards last week, and, I mean, just really fought hard and running the ball hard. So, you know, we're proud of him, and again, he's a junior, so we have him back as well.
And another junior quarterback is Travis Gilbert. Maybe his best game of his varsity career last week. 8 of 11, no interceptions for 109 yards against a team that you'd think would be pretty strong in the secondary.
Yeah, and Travis threw the ball real well. He was about 70% completion, threw it real well. Took us out of helped us out a lot of situations where we had to have a first down and continue to run the football and continue the clock. So, it was great. He played well. We had several kids that had their best game, and that was good for us.
Yeah, Clint Asbridge, I thought, had a good game last week. Couple of catches.
That's the type of guy that he has the talent and ability, and if he, confidence is his big thing, and he was able to make a couple catches, and you could tell he was excited and stuff like that. So, but I thought our receivers blocked well. I mean, they turned and blocked when the ball wasn't thrown to them, and when you're running the ball as much as that, then you ask them to block all the time. So, I thought Josh Gaston, I thought he had a good game and really didn't throw the ball to him but one time.
Yeah. Of course, Paducah Tillman's one of the top. They were a consensus top five pick. I haven't even looked at the poll this week to see where they're at, but they are. They're somewhere in the top five or six teams in Class 3A. We have our work cut out for us. They've beaten a team out of Tennessee, West Creek. They beat them 51-21. They beat Lone Oak 28-12 right out of the chute. But then these last two losses, they're going to come in, like we said, as hungry as anybody, and we've got to get through this game and play as well as we can. Who knows? If we play like we did last week, we can come out ahead on this one.
We just have to play it hard and play every snap like it's our last snap that we'll play. And, you never know what happens from that point, but we understand we have to play a great football game to have a chance to win this. So we're going to challenge the kids and see if we can pull it out.
We win this game. We could have a chance in the next two to win. We've got Reedland, and then we are at Marshall County, a team that we played very closely last year. So you never know. We could we were to pull this one off, we go 3-1, we could be 4-1, 5-1, golly, then we go to we have Murray come to town and we're 5-1 in big district matchup. Wouldn't that look nice?
Well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves here. The kids did get a little bit of confidence last week, but this week is going to be very, very difficult. I mean, we've got to make sure that we stay focused, play a great game for 4 quarters.
I want to mention, too, for everybody that keeps up with Micah Holloman, who's just become automatic at kicker, and when he kicks his first point after tonight in the football game, he will tie the school record for most consecutive extra point kicks at 14. He joins some pretty good company when he does that. Jeremy Lander and George Congeni are the two who both have 14. And, George played back in the early 2000s, but you have to go way back to 1993 to pick up Jeremy Lander. And, Coach, you had him too.
Yeah, Jeremy was a true kicker. George was also defensive player. I mean, he played linebacker and played some outside linebacker, played offense as well. So, Jeremy was a true kicker that we had, and that's all he did. And Micah was the next one that's a true kicker. So, Mike is very capable. He's really worked hard to become an accurate kicker, and it's good for him too. And his dad coaches him, so they're out there, and he pushes them hard each day.
There's some interesting statistics we have on the web, on the Rocket website this week. Andy Hunt keeps all that stuff up, has the record book, and he pulls out some really interesting stuff. So if you got some time, go on there, folks, and take a look at that. And, so far, Coach, we're setting some milestones this year as far as, rushing and carries and things like that. So that plays in perfectly to what you said in the preseason. You wanted to come in and control the ball. Methodical type drives and really work the clock, and that's what we're doing. We have the new play clock, so everything's falling right into place.
Well, we hope it continues for tomorrow as well. For tonight.
Tonight, yeah. Normally we do this podcast on a Thursday, but you've been out of town for a couple of days. I think you've been on the road with Coach Carter this week. How's that worked out for you?
Oh, it's good. Steve and I, we drove up here together Wednesday, and we're driving back today, so it's all good.
Yeah.
He plays Madisonville this tonight, so, you know, we'll find out. He's all excited. You know, Steve, he gets nervous about stuff like that, but
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah. All right. Well, Coach Starnes, tell Coach Carter we said hello and good luck this week against Madisonville. That's we root for him every week except last week.
All right, buddy. I'll tell him.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.